Sometimes we go through difficult times that we can't get out of. Difficult times when our hearts are troubled, when one door after another closes in our face. Even though our mind, our heart, our whole being searches for a way out, it is in vain. After a while, we get tired of looking for a way out. Even tired of thinking, we collapse where we are. At such times, the heart wishes there was some kind of magic wand that we can use, and when we wake up the next day, everything and everyone would be as we want it to be. Actually, we have something more advanced than a magic wand. What is it? Prayer. Dua. But this wand is a bit different. It doesn't give you what you want directly. It gives different results depending on whether it's good for us or not. The question comes to mind, why then our prayers are not answered? Of course, not all our prayers are answered exactly the way we want them to be. And there is a good thing actually. When we pray, we ask for so many things that seem good at the beginning, but will cause us trouble in the future. Think of it this way. Maybe your prayers are not being answered because you don't know how to pray. Could it be that you are missing something? Maybe there are ways to make your dua stronger, but you are praying without knowing them. If there is such a prayer and someone knows about it, it would be the messenger of Allah, wouldn't it? Yes, there's such a prayer, such a dua. We will mention two prayers that Allah will definitely answer. Isn't this also the wisdom of sending a messenger to the people? Allah shows us through his messenger how his servants should be, how it would be more acceptable for them to pray. We shall learn from this messenger how to pray and how to extinguish the fire in our hearts. What would you ask of your Lord if you knew that your prayer would certainly be answered? One dua. Think about it. While you are thinking about it, I will tell you two prayers that Allah will surely answer. Both of these duas are mentioned in the Quran, and the Prophet ﷺ recommends their recitation. The prayers of Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Yunus, who opened their hands and prayed sincerely in the face of difficult events. Prayers that can open all closed doors in difficult circumstances and situations that can be called impossible. Let us begin with the first prayer. As a young man of 16, Ibrahim a.s., who is also known as Abraham, lived among the Babylonians who were ruled by the curial commander Nimrod. At a time when idolatry prevailed, Ibrahim a.s. was disturbed by their beliefs and did not follow them. One day, when people were leaving the city for a festival, Ibrahim a.s. took the opportunity to destroy the idols with an axe. But he left only one idol. He hung the axe around the neck of the idol that was left untouched. When Nimrod and the people of the region returned to the city, they saw what had happened and were furious. Knowing that Ibrahim was the only one left in the city, they asked, "O Ibrahim, did you do this?" Ibrahim a.s. told them, "If anyone could have done it, it would have been the biggest idol with the axe around his neck." The idol even said, "Why do they worship these small idols in my presence?" "Ask him," said Ibrahim a.s. When the people found this answer strange and admitted that the idols were lifeless and incapable of speaking, Ibrahim a.s. uttered the following sentence which proclaimed belief of Tawheed. Ibrahim a.s. said, "Do you then worship these deities instead of Allah, who can neither benefit nor harm you?" Of course, after this incident, the situation took a turn for the worse. Ibrahim a.s. incurred the wrath of Nimrod and his people. Nimrod ordered Ibrahim to be burned to death. In order to make an example of this death and to make sure that it was not an ordinary death, Nimrod's soldiers lit a fire that burned for 3 days and three nights. The disbelievers said, "We will punish the one who breaks our gods." But they had a big problem. They could not get closer than 30 or 40 meters to this fire. The flames of the fire went up to the sky. So they found a solution and decided to throw Ibrahim from a distance with a catapult which we use in wars. Can you imagine? There's an incredible big fire in front of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He's waiting to be thrown on a catapult. At such a moment, when there was no one to help Ibrahim alayhi salam, Jibril alayhi salam came and asked, "O Ibrahim, shall I help you?" Ibrahim alayhi salam answered, "O Jibril, does Allah the Almighty see me?" "Yes." "Does Allah Almighty hear me?" "Yes." "Does Allah know my condition?" "Yes, He is aware." "Then Allah will help me if He wills. I don't want your help or the help of people. I have surrendered myself to such a God," he answered. At that moment, he continues with a prayer that comes from the depths of his heart and falls from his lips. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, which means Allah is sufficient for us and He is the best disposer of affairs. These words were so sincere, and this dua will be remembered throughout the history, both in this world and in the hereafter. Then Prophet Ibrahim a.s. was thrown into the fire with a catapult. But Allah, the owner of the fire, gave the following command to the fire. "O fire, be coolness and safety upon Ibrahim. By Allah's permission, as a miracle, the fire did not burn Ibrahim a.s. He was aware that the causes have no effect. The result only came from Allah, and he knew that there is no God but Allah. Saying the first of the two prayers, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, this awareness opens all doors. We should open our hands with this awareness, brothers. While we are saying this prayer, we should think that, oh Allah, you are sufficient for me. It doesn't matter if the whole world turns its back on me, because I am following your path. Allah is sufficient for us, and he is the best disposer of affairs. In a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, our Prophet ﷺ said, say, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, when you face a great trial or calamity. This prayer is also mentioned in the Quran, the verse 173 of Surah Al-Imran. The following verse is about the companions of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Man said to them, a great army is gathering against you, and frightened them, but it only increased their faith, iman. They said, for us Allah is sufficient, and he is the best disposer of affairs. I understand the part about not fearing enemies, but what kind of submission is this that the news increased their faith? You receive bad and frightening news, and your faith is revealed. Your courage is increasing. No matter how many enemies there are, Allah is sufficient for us. So we who read these words may not have enemies armed with swords, but we have other enemies, right? Evil people and devils are working day and night to ruin our eternal life. Diseases that can break our motivation. Bad news is waiting for us. What words will we say to strengthen our faith against all these blows? Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for us. We have relied on such a power that it does not matter if some people turn the world into a ball of fire. This is the first dua that we should memorize, brothers. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. And there's a second dua. What is it? Prophet Yunus a.s., also known as Jonah, lived in Iraq, in the land of Mosul, in a city called Nineveh. He had been telling the truth for years, but people did not believe in him. And Yunus a.s., in his anger, left his people without waiting Allah's command. He boarded a ship and sailed away. Because he left his people before Allah said that he could leave them, the divine punishment found him. The ship he was on was caught in a storm and began to beat. As the storm and rain tossed the ships from side to side, the people on board thought that there was a cursed person among them and decided that they would be relieved if they got rid of him. But who is this cursed man? They wondered. How could they find him? They decided to draw lots, and Prophet Yunus lost, and he was thrown into the sea by those on board. Yunus a.s. was in the middle of a stormy sea, and a big fish swallowed him. He fell into a state in which all causes lose their value. Nothing in the circle of causes could save him. All causes were against him. One dark night, when he was alone and helpless, he realized why this had happened to him. In his desperate state, realizing his mistake, Prophet Yunus a.s. called to his Lord and recited the second prayer we mentioned. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min az-zalimin. There is no God but you. Glory be unto you. Indeed, I was the one who committed the wrong. A hadith of Prophet ﷺ about this prayer is as follows. So indeed, no Muslim man supplicates with it for anything ever except Allah responds to him. Do you know why this prayer is so powerful? Because there is a confession in it. There is someone who realizes his mistake and desperately asks for help. Yes, if a person realizes his mistake and confesses it, he is worthy of forgiveness. Otherwise, we open our hands without breaking our ego, without understanding our mistake, without learning our lesson. If you notice, this prayer also comes from the word of Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. In this difficult situation, Prophet Yunus a.s. realized that causes have no effect. In other words, even if the whole world came together, they would not be able to help him. The one who can help him must have all the causes under his control. He should control the causes like the fish which swallowed Yunus a.s. He should control the storm, the waves, and the night. He who has the power over all these causes can help him. It is only Allah. La ilaha illallah. No other causes can help him. Only Allah. After this dua, the fish served him like a submarine and took Prophet Yunus a.s. to the shore of salvation. Prophet Yunus a.s. was saved and returned to Nineveh. He saw that the people of Nineveh had been guided to the right path and saved from the divine torment. Satisfied with this situation, Prophet Yunus a.s. returned to his mission and continued his dawah. It is also worth mentioning the point that we should pay attention to. While reciting these two beautiful duas, the words should not just come out of our mouths. They should come out of our mouths with consciousness, with emotion, feeling our helplessness, feeling our faults, knowing that it is not the causes that will help us, but the one who created the causes. La ilaha illallah. When we say, O Allah, I pray there is no one who can fulfill my wishes except you. Only you can help me. The causes are only a curtain. You are the only one who can fulfill my request. And we should pray with awareness. This kind of prayer is also close to being accepted, inshallah. There may be some people who think that even if I pray these prayers, there is no change. First of all, prayer is not magic words that come out of our mouths. When it comes from the heart with emotion, with sincerity, when we feel the meanings mentioned above, it becomes a powerful prayer. However, it is not necessary for your wishes to be fulfilled in the same way. For example, someone prays for a son, but Allah does not grant him a son, but Allah gives him a daughter like Maryam. Maybe if it had been a boy, he would have been a bad person, we don't know. So we cannot say that this person's prayer was not accepted. We say that it was answered in a beautiful way that the person who prayed could not have imagined. If we are sick and we knock at the doctor's door, how will the doctor react if we ignore it and say, "Give me that medicine, I only want that medicine"? If it's a medicine that will cure your illness, doctor will give you exactly what you want. If it's a medicine that will make your illness worse, he will say no, he will not give you what you want. Maybe he will give you a better medicine that can save you from your illness. Giving an answer is one thing, accepting it is a different thing. When we pray, we may ask for something that we will unknowingly regret the most. Can a person be blind with eyes to see and deaf with ears to hear? They can. Emotions, feelings, and enthusiasm sometimes become so dominant that they turn off all the switches of the mind. It blinds people. That's why there is counseling, there are friends, there are prayers. It is not for us to doubt Allah's mercy or wisdom. We must remember that He is the owner of the property. He uses it as He pleases. Look back and remember your most sincere prayers. Those prayers, du'as, where you opened your hands and prayed with trembling lips and shed tears. When did you make those du'as? When you were in the most difficult situation, wasn't it? Because it's only when Allah shakes us that we come to our senses. Only then do we wake up from the deep sleep of our false paradises. I have good news. There's an ayah. O Prophet, your Lord has neither forsaken you, nor is He displeased. Now, after this verse, this is the sentence that a Muslim should say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, which means, we have heard and obeyed. Without calculations, without ifs, without buts, without bargaining. Brothers, sisters, we shouldn't bargain with Allah. Oh Allah, if this happens, I will start praying salah. If I pass the exam, I will wear the hijab. These sentences set conditions for Allah. It is offering something in the bargain, as if Allah needs us. It's completely contrary to the reverence and decency. So we should not get into this situation and we should say, "Did you command this, O Allah? The matter is closed. There is no negotiation. Start praying. I've started praying salah. Stop drinking alcohol. I have stopped. Semi'na wa ata'na. I have heard and obeyed." We should say, "O Allah, you are always merciful and wise. I shall not obey mortals instead of you." When I learned that the number of stars in the sky is greater than the number of grains of sand in the desert, I was both afraid and happy to believe in such a mighty being in my heart. There's a universe of such magnitude that every time I try to imagine it, I fail. And in that universe, there's a blue planet. And inside that planet, there is me, you, as small as ant. Allah, the owner of all power, hears the voice of our heart when we make dua. He, the creator of the universe, accepts us as a dressee. You can just make dua at any time. There is no need for an appointment, no special permission. We have a Lord to whom we can go at any time. So what is the point of living on this earth if we don't have a meeting like dua, where we can open our hands with submission? Brothers, sisters, do not forget that others love us because we exist. But Allah gives us existence because He loves us. Even if we spend our whole life in worship just for this compliment, it is not enough. It's true that we live in difficult times. We stumble. Our hearts often get tired. But there is a hadith that will relieve our heart fatigue. Allah's Messenger said something to you. About 1400 years ago, Prophet ﷺ said to his companion, "I wish I could see my brothers and sisters coming to me at the pool and greet them with bowls of sherbet. I wish I could make them drink from the pool, Kevser, before they enter paradise." At these words, it was said to him that, O Messenger of Allah, are we not your brothers? Prophet ﷺ replied, You are my companions, friends, and my brothers are those who believe in me even though they have not seen me. I have surely asked my Lord to enlighten my eyes with you and those who believe without seeing me. Subhanallah. So brothers, don't forget these duas. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel.